This evening, and we give everyone a warm welcome in the name of the Lord tonight, and thank God for the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. You know, I heard a story similar to what a brother John told, that there was missionaries went away out to somewhere in Africa, and they didn't want them, and they told them to go and stay in a place in this part of Africa where the lions sleep at night. But the missionaries didn't know what the lions slept there at night. And they sent the man and his wife and the children, and they laughed at them. And they rushed the next morning to see the bones, but there was no bones, because that night the Lord sent a fire, and the fire surrounded the place where the missionaries stayed, and it scared the lions off and everything off. And the people that told them to go there scared the life clean out of them. And some of them seen the fire and they got converted. Amen. And revival broke out. And many people got saved through that one miracle. And you know that I believe it was Marcella said it, and I believe it, what he said. He said, one miracle speaks louder than 1,000 words. And I tell you, the ministry of Jesus was a ministry of miracles, miraculous. And we thank the Lord he's still alive. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's turn to Mark 11. Praise God. And I'm telling you, that wee man in the hospital, when the Lord's a stomp on you. You know, even in the Old Testament, the blood mark, they could see it. And the devil knows who's the Lord's. There's a mark on you. Aren't you glad you're marked? There's a mark of the blood, then there's a seal of the Holy Ghost. Glory. Hallelujah. Let's read Mark 11, praise God. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. And I want to talk tonight again about faith and praying in faith. Let's read from verse 20 of Mark chapter 11. And I know I've preached from this portion many times, and I like this portion. Verse 20 of Mark chapter 11. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now Jesus passed the fig tree the day previous, and it had no fruit on it, so he cursed it. And this is the next day they're coming back past it. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. And many times I say it, and I'm going to say it again tonight, there's other versions, translations, and they don't say have faith in God. They say have the faith of God. Have the faith of God. Now when you think, if you had the faith of God, you could speak the world. You say that's a bit far-fetched, Brother Tom. Well, we're going to see whether it is or not here in a moment. Let's keep reading. For verily, verily, I say unto you, verse 23, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. So God's saying to the apostles, to you and me that believe, that you and me can say, whosoever, not the Lord saying it, but you saying it. I want you to get that. That's important you get that. It's the Lord saying to his disciples. And if you're a follower of Christ, you're a disciple. Be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads again for a moment this evening. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you tonight for your mercy and for your grace, for your love and your truth that you have showed toward each and every one of us. We bless you that your name is far above every other name, and there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. We reverence your name this evening, and we speak your name. And we ask you to cover us with your precious blood. And Lord, I pray for the man that Brother Bobby mentioned tonight that is still not too well. I pray you'll touch him in the name of Jesus Christ. And for others tonight that you'll touch them. As our Brother John's prayed, we do say amen. Heal everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Touch our Brother Gary from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, for our children, save every one of them.
Yes,
we claim them,
yes,
under the blood. In the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, for the Holy Spirit to fill every one of us afresh. In Jesus' name. I take the Holy Ghost now to help me. And I thank you that you do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Praying in faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. Now, Brother Geordie doesn't know this, but many years ago my father was bringing me in the wee van up to Geordie's house, and I'd been fasting and praying. I was wanting a word from the Lord. I was desperate for a word from the Lord. That's a long time ago, brother, isn't it? And my father was bringing me up to Brother Geordie's house in the van, and my dad gave me this verse, Hebrews 11, verse 6. And I never forgot this verse. And God spoke to me from this verse. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. People sometimes say, all we can do is pray. That's the best thing you can ever do, is pray. It's not all we can do. It's the best thing you'll ever do. It's like getting saved. Getting saved is the most important thing you'll ever do. There's nothing else as important as being saved. And it's easy to be saved. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Hear the Lord saying, if you pray, if you will believe, you can cast the mountain into the sea. Now, I said it before, we have no desire tonight to go over the hill here and move a mountain somewhere into the sea. We have no interest in that. But things in our lives, situations, we need to pray. And we need to believe that God can change it. And God's been answering prayer, you know. Over this last months and weeks, God has answered so much prayer. And we want to thank the Lord for that. And I believe he'll answer more prayer. And the closer we can get to the Lord, the better. Praise God. Without faith. Romans 14:23, and he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And we know that smoking and drinking is not sin. Smoking and drinking is the fruit of sin. Sin is unbelief. That's what sin is. Sin is to disbelieve God, and people do all them other things because they're full of unbelief.
But when you get belief, when you believe, and an old man once said, what is belief? He said, it's just belief. And he said, did you get that, Tommy? And I said, tell me it again. And he said, what is belief? It's just belief. You just do it. Amen. You just believe. And that's all you do. Whosoever shall believe on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You just believe. That's how easy it is to be saved. Brother Yule was driving in a car one night and he stopped the car and he said, Lord, save me. God saved him there and then. Praise God. That's how easy it was. That's the way God can do it. If you're sincere, the Lord can save you when you pray. And if you're sincere, the same faith when you get saved. For by grace through faith, Ephesians says, we're saved. That's how you pray. You just pray a simple prayer, believing it. For a child, for a, whatever the issue is, God will answer it. And God will do it. Matthew 17:20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's a very small seed. I think it was Brother Ian brought the mustard seed one time and he did a service about it. And the mustard seed is a very small seed. So all you have to do is have a little, small, tiny faith. Because that small wee bit of faith is working with a very, 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 very big God. So big that the heavens can't contain him and the clouds are but the dust of his feet. That's how big God is. Amen. And God is a spirit. Amen. Praise God. The mustard seed. Ye shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. You need to know it's for you tonight. Unto you, nothing shall be impossible if you believe. So you have the right. God is saying you have the right to pray a prayer of faith and believe. And God will make it happen if you believe it. I want you to see for a moment the great importance of faith and that you can't please God without faith. You need faith to please God. And it's a real miracle because when even a man or a woman's not saved, God gives them the faith to get saved. That's why the Holy Spirit moves in a man to get him saved. And the Holy Spirit moves in a woman to get them saved. And really, you could say, brother, I got saved 10 years ago. And I could say to you, that's right. That's when you came to the Lord. But you were always saved in the mind of God. From the foundation of the world. He knew you. God knew you even before you were born. And he predestinated you. But the Holy Spirit brought you to a place of repentance and to get saved. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. You first must believe in God, then you must believe that he is. And he's one, the one true God that hears and answers prayer. There's not three gods or four gods. There's a God of this evil age. There's gods per se, but there's one true God. One almighty God. That's the one, and the Bible says we're made in his image. We're made in the image of God. That's why the soul of man is so precious to the Lord. It's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to the saving knowledge of the truth. Without faith, you can't be saved, but thank God he gives you the faith. Without faith, you can't be healed. Without faith, you'll never walk an acceptable life to the Lord. You need faith. Without faith, you need it to live victoriously. Without faith, you can't. You need the Holy Spirit filling, but you need faith. And you know, I believe in tarrying for the Holy Spirit, but I believe God can give you it without tarrying. You know why I believe that? Because we're not living like it was before Pentecost. Before Pentecost, they were waiting on the day of Pentecost to come. Then the Holy Spirit was poured out. But we're not waiting on the day of Pentecost to come, because the day of Pentecost has come. And the Holy Spirit has been poured out. So we can receive it by faith, just like we can be saved by faith. And you know what the Lord Jesus says himself? He gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. That's what the Lord himself says. He wants you to have the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Faith is commanded as a duty. It's commanded. We're commanded to have faith. When we look at the story of this fig tree here in a reading in Mark 11 tonight, and we see Jesus commanded them, have faith in God. He's commanded them, have faith in God. That's what he told them. have faith in God. Because he knew if they had faith in God, they could do anything. And these same men that he told this to, after the Lord died and rose again, and after Pentecost, these same men that he said have faith in God, two of them sticking a walk up into the temple, and they meet a man that's lame. And he's begging. And they say, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they took him by the hand, the crippled man stood up on his feet. And he didn't walk up into the temple, he leaped into it, my Bible says. He leapt into it. God touched them because they used the faith God gave them. Have faith in God.
Matthew 21, verse 19 to 21. And when he saw, this is reading it from Matthew, we read it from Luke, but I want you to see it again from Matthew's gospel. When he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing there on it but leaves only. And said unto it, let no fruit grow in thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? And Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree.
So the Lord's telling me, you can do this which is done to the fig tree. Is that in your Bible? It's in mine. What about John 14, verse 12? The works that I do, this is the Lord Jesus, the works that I do shall ye do also, and greater works than these shall ye do, because I go unto my Father. And we know that means more. The greater there means more. You say, how could more works be done in the Lord? Because there's men and women all over the world tonight preaching and doing things through the Holy Spirit and the power of God. And there's more been done. Now I hope you get that this evening. You understand what I'm saying? You take a man in Africa, a man in Asia, a man in Australia, all over the world, there's men and women tonight preaching, and people have been saved and healed right now. We think, you know, maybe God's not doing nothing, and God could be moving in places we don't even know nothing about it. God could be moving right now. People could be in a meeting right now somewhere, people being saved and delivered by the power of God. But the Lord's telling you, you can do it. You can do it. Ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. Amen. It can be done. And that's what it tells us in Mark 11, which he read. You could read about Thomas in John 20, verse 27. I'm going to go for the sake of time, but Thomas, after the Lord rose again, he wasn't with him. And they told him all about it. And he says, I'll not believe it unless I see the marks of his hands. Then the Lord again appeared to them and said, feel the holes in my hands. Feel the hole in my side. Be believing, Thomas, not doubting. That's where the saying comes from, doubting Thomas. And I tell you, he believed then, didn't he? But then Jesus said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. Amen. And blessed are they. And God wants us to believe. No matter what it looks like, we need to believe. And what is belief? Just believe. Amen. Unbelief, sin. God doesn't want us to have unbelief. Unbelief, sin. And you know, never say, I have no faith. But I don't have the faith for it. A lot of people say that. I don't have the faith for it. Well, Romans 12, verse 3 tells me you have the faith for it. You have all the faith you need, but you need to start working with it. For I say, through the grace given me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Surely the measure of faith is good as a grain of mustard seed. I believe it is. Now there's a gift to faith. Me and Brother Laurie could lay hands on someone tonight and pray for them in faith, and God could heal them. But then you could have a brother that has the gift of faith. And he could do it with the gift of faith. And the gift of healing. There's a gift of faith. And there's a gift of healing. But here's the thing about it. All by the self-same spirit. That's what Corinthians says. So the man praying in faith, laying the hands on, it's the same spirit as the man with the gift of faith. It's still God doing it all. It's the same Lord. but there's a gift of faith. The gift of faith, even if you can't understand it, a man that's the gift of faith can speak over you and pray over you and speak it, and it'll happen. Yes. No matter what you do about it, it'll happen anyhow. That's the gift of faith. Somebody understands that. God could permit you to say something. Do you realize that? Do you ever hear the story about little David? William Branham tells about a wee fella called David, and his leg was all crippled up and everything. They brought him in the wheelchair, and there were Jehovah Witnesses. And they came to one of his meetings, little David, and he never even laid hands on or anything. He just looked at him, and he said, "Thus saith the Lord, you're healed." And out of that chair he got. And his mum said to him, "You better get up, David. You're healed. The Lord has said it through his prophet, and it'll happen." And he got out of the chair healed. And he bought a house. He moved right in beside William Branham. Right next door to him he lived. You can look it up. These things I'm telling you is the truth. God healed him. And through that wee fella's testimony, many people were saved and came to the Lord through that one wee lad's testimony. That's what God done. God give that man the words to say it. And here the Lord Jesus is saying, if you have faith, you can say to the mountain, "Move." And it'll move if you don't doubt. But if you're going to say it, then say to somebody else, "Well, I don't know about it. I don't know if that'll happen." Well, that's not faith, because faith knows it's going to happen. Amen. See, faith has it happen before it happens. Amen. That's faith. Faith sees it done. Amen. Faith sees it done. Yes. Did you get that? Faith sees it done. Not unbelief. If without faith it's impossible to please God, then unbelief's displeasing to God. God wants to have us to have belief. If Jesus commanded us to have faith in God, then anyone who does not put their faith in God is disobedient and rebellious. And that's why people are lost tonight, because they haven't put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But when you put your faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross, you're saved. That's your resting place. That's your tie post. That's where you met him. No matter what happens, you go back to that spot and you're unmovable. Do you ever notice that? When you go through a hard time, go back to where you first met the Lord. In your mind, in your thinking, and if the devil ever troubles you, you take him right back there and say, "That's where I met with the Lord." Amen. Amen. And I tell you, God can do it. Hebrews 3 verse 12, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God." God wants us to have a heart that believes. We know in spite of all the wonderful miracles Jesus done, many of the Jews back then didn't believe him and they turned against him. Now you know in Romans they were blinded for a purpose. We know that. But let me show you this evening. And I'm almost finished. John 12 verse 37 to 40. "But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him." So, you see, many times people will say, "If I seen the Lord doing this or that, I'd believe." They might not, because they're wanting to see something. Blessed are they that have not seen and believed. Now, these Jews seen the Lord doing a whole lot of things. They seen the man that was blind, "How were your eyes open?" He said, "A man that was called Jesus." And they brought in his parents and they grilled him. And his parents got fed up with the question and said, "Ask him, he's of age." And you know the story. Well, what about the other one? People say, "Oh, no. You see, if he's a condition on him, his parents have sinned, so God's judging him." Well, they asked Jesus that. Who did sin? This man or his parents? Jesus said, "None of them. But that the works of God might be made manifest in him." Amen. The Lord took it as an opportunity to show his glory. Hallelujah. And you need to look at every defeatful thing the enemy wants to put on you. Look at it as an opportunity for God to answer your prayer. Yes. And God to show his glory. And call the Lord into the situation. Yes. And believe in faith. Yes. It's going to change now. Yes. Expect it to change. Be persuaded.
Amen.
Amen. Like Abraham. He was fully convinced that God was going to do it. And I guarantee you, he didn't tick the calendar off every day. I don't believe Abraham sat and ticked the calendar off. I believe Abraham just got on with things. And God done it.
Amen.
You know why? The faith he had, he was resting in it.
That's right.
He wasn't struggling right in the back. He was resting, knowing he that had promised was able to do it. Amen. Amen. The Word of God says that. He that's promised able to do it. Why? Because God could swear by no greater. So he swore by himself that by two immutable things, which is impossible for God to lie, that we might have strong consolation. To lay hold on the hope before us, which hope we have, as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, that which is entered within the veil, Christ has already went. We're going after him. Amen. You know, I was thinking when Brother John mentioned about the wee man and the demons come round, and some people say, I wouldn't believe that. I believe it. Look at Brother Andrew Beecham, a man that was saved. And he told his own testimony how the devil tried to come and kill him. And stood there and punched him on the side. And he actually died medically so many times and passed out and everything. And he said to the Lord, if you raise me up, I'll preach a simple gospel. Is that right? And the Lord raised him up. And you think of it, brethren. Brother Andrew goes about different. He was in Germany a few weeks ago. He's in Switzerland after that. Preaching the gospel. Because he did what he told God, and God did what he said. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. But the devil wanted to kill him. Do you know why? He didn't want the gospel to go nowhere. You see, one man that'll go and even reach one other man, that's a danger to the devil. Even if you only won one soul, that's a soul saved. And every soul's precious in the eyes of the Lord. Hebrews 12 verse 1, and I'm going to close and we're going to pray. Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Lay the unbelief down. Lay it aside. Lord, forgive me for my unbelief. Give me more faith. Increase the faith. Now, if you get a measure of faith, now here's another thing about it, what it didn't say. Now, if I had a bag here tonight, say I have a bag of flour. She hears me saying a bag of flour, but my grandmother used to get a big bag of flour and baked all the bread. Bobby and John and all would know even more about that than me, but my grandmother used to bake from the bag of flour. Soda farls and everything, you know, on the hearth. But if I was to take out a measure of that flour, that would be a measure. But there's still a brave lot of flour in that bag. It's not right. Now you can go back in for another measure. Now that flour would eventually run down, but the thing is, God doesn't. You can keep taking it out. You'll not use it out. Don't worry about spending too much faith. There's more than ever you're going to use.
Amen.
Right. Don't worry about spending too much of the power of God.
Right.
There's more of it than you're ever going to use.
Glory.
It's an unlimited supply.
Amen.
And an unlimited source.
Amen.
So it's not going to run down low.
Amen.
You see, when Elijah said to the wee woman, bake me a cake.
Yeah.
And she said, look, all we have, we've gathered a few sticks and we've a wee drop of oil left, a wee drop of flour left, and we're going to bake it and eat it and die. The prophet of God said, bake me a cake first. And he prophesied to her. But she obeyed it. She obeyed it. She baked him the cake, which looked like to be what was all she had. But when she baked him the cake, her flour never emptied after that. And her cruse of oil never ran out after that. God multiplied the flour. And God multiplied the cruse of oil because of her obedience. And the Bible said obedience is better than sacrifice. God wants us to be obedient.
Amen.
It's like God could touch you to give someone. And you mightn't give all what God says to give. But you need to give whatever God says to give. Now whether that's time or prayer, it can be anything. It could be money, but it could be time as well. God could lead you and say, I want you to start praying more. And if the Holy Spirit puts that on you, all of us need that. How many agrees tonight? We all want that. That God would lead us all to pray more. But that widow obeyed, and that flour and that oil never ran out. I used to have, I don't know if any of you brothers still have it, but I used to have one more recent. Where in the 20th century, a prophet of God told a woman in India the same thing. And her flour and oil, how many's ever heard that testimony? In India. and the flaring oil never ran out. Amen. And there's a wee woman, and she believed that the prayer cloth was praying over her. She could get one, she'd be healed. She had a tumor in her throat. And they broke a wee prayer cloth up to there's nothing left, just a thread. And she ate the thread, but she believed if she'd even touch it, God would do it. And the tumor disappeared out of her throat. God healed her. It was the point of contact. And the faith. There's no power in the thread, but there's power in God. And the point of contact. And I tell you, God wants us to come to Him tonight. He's a rewarder. Let's come and seek the Lord. Let's bow our heads this evening. And let's come and seek the Lord tonight. Praise God.